This is Governor Ernie Fletcher. Welcome to coverage of Kentucky's greatest tradition. With our colorful pageantry and our champion thoroughbreds, there is no doubt that Kentucky is the horse capital of the world. It's time for the first jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown, Kentucky Derby 131 on 84 WHAS.
It's Derby Day 131. 84 WHAS is proud to bring you 16 continuous hours of Pain Control Network coverage. Our full 84 WHAS broadcast crew is standing by to keep you informed throughout the day with live team coverage. Now, from our Derby Day Broadcast Center, overlooking newly renovated Churchill Downs, here are the voice of the Louisville Cardinals, Paul Rogers, and the voice of the Kentucky Wildcats, Tom Leach.
This Kentucky Derby, whatever it is, a race, an emotion, a turbulence, an explosion, is one of the most beautiful and violent and satisfying things I have ever experienced. Legendary rider John Steinbeck penned those words after watching his first Derby almost 50 years ago, and just imagine if he had visited the infield. Today, we'll take you there and everywhere else with the most comprehensive coverage of the 131st Run for the Roses. Good morning from high atop Churchill Downs. I'm Tom Leach, and it is a beautiful day for dreaming about Kentucky Derby glory, whether you're an owner, a trainer, a jockey, or a better. Cindy Sullivan's going to be roaming around this newly renovated Churchill Downs gorgeous facility.
Oh, my goodness. It is absolutely beautiful, Tom. I have to tell you, too, your John Steinbeck quote, that was fabulous. It had to have been the most succinct turn of a phrase I ever read from him. He must have been very impressed.
Well, there was more than just the one phrase in what he wrote.
We head to the backside. All right, thank you very much, Tom. And I know all the celebrities are up in Millionaire's Row, but we caught up with someone back here who at least looked like a celebrity.
Who's this? Tell me your name.
Castle.
Uh-huh. All right, how many times this week have you been confused with Paris Hilton wearing those sunglasses, blonde hair?
None this week.
Thank you very much.
Sun King.
All right, and they got to give you the visual description. I mean, she was blonde hair, lots of exposed skin, and these fancy sunglasses. She was getting stopped back here, but and funny, actually, a good columnist on FoxSports.com, Peter Schrager, wrote that Bellamy Road is like Paris Hilton, worth millions of dollars, comes from a wealthy owner, and has had lots of highlights of it replayed on the internet. The difference is Bellamy Road has actually accomplished something in its career. So there's where the Paris Hilton similarities end.
Sun King.
You find all kinds of wonderful people at the Kentucky Derby, including Mindy Long John. Hi, Mindy.
Hi, how are you?
I love that name.
I get picked on all the time.
What did you ever ask your dad about that?
Well, it's Dutch heritage.
Yeah.
I found out because everyone used to call us, I'm from the North,
yeah.
Dirty underwear, Long Johns, you know.
That's right. But dirty underwear, streaks.
No one ever called me
that. Right now, time to check in with a cruise man.
I'm here with Charlie Gabriel. Yes, Dick Gabriel's big brother. Are you the little brother?
Little brother.
I'll tell you this much. Dick's much uglier than you, Charlie.
Dick's older than me by a few years.
How many? I don't know.
3 years.
Well, how come you don't have a beard and your brother does?
He won't cut his off.
He won't cut.
He's got bad teeth.
Meantime, we'll check in on Millionaire's Row. And Ron Fisher.
Here with Stephen Culp from ABC's hit TV show Desperate Housewives. And welcome to Louisville.
Thank you very much.
I have to ask you, did you have any idea how huge a hit this show would be?
You know, I don't think if you thought that it would be this big of a hit, you'd be a fool. I mean, nobody can expect to. Nobody plans to tap into the zeitgeist. You know, it just happens. And it's happened with this show.
It's fantastic. Have you had a chance, now that we're here on this beautiful day, had a chance to look at any of the horses yet? I know you've been around town for just a little while, but what have you found good around town?
Everybody's so friendly.
Any horse tips?
No horse tips for me yet. I'm still learning my way.
I understand. Well, enjoy your time here.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Stephen Culp with Desperate Housewives. And this is Ron Fisher on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
People are coming in from absolutely everywhere. I am standing in front of one of Chicago's finest. Your name?
Julie Siren.
And Julie, you say you're a Derby novice. So how did you know how to Derby?
I learned from from the previous day, so I am better prepared today. I even have flip-flops in my purse to change into for later.
It's all about the extra shoes. You gotta bring the comfortable shoes and stash them in the purse. What has been your biggest lesson about how to do Churchill well? Because I see that you brought food as in your clear plastic containers, so you've got that going on. You can avoid some of the pricing, you know, because it can get a little steep here, so you can bet more money. What's been the biggest Derby lesson?
The food. We didn't eat all day yesterday until we went out to dinner, so. But you know, being from Chicago, hot dogs we're famous for, so.
Well, you have to try some burgoo here.
Ooh.
I know. Ask somebody about burgoo. Trust me. It's okay. Pretty good. Thanks, Julie. Have a great time. I'm Francine for 84 WHAS, your official Derby station.
Ma'am, come on over here. Don't be looking like you, because I want to know how a lady gets a hat, lipstick, halter top, toenails, purse, all together, and the jewelry.
Coordination.
I know, but how did you find it all?
Said for the Derby.
Well, no, your husband's not even here to see it, Ma. He's missing something. I'll tell
he's
you.
He's in Vegas, betting on.
Oh, he's in Vegas. Oh, that's a great place. So tell me how you matched all this stuff up. Did it all come together anyway?
My dad picked it all out.
No, he didn't.
He did. He has great taste.
Your dad picked it out?
Yep. Everything.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Tommy Hilfiger?
Should be, yes.
I mean, he did not pick that out. I guarantee your dad did not pick out that top. No dad would pick
yes,
out that
he
top.
He did.
Did you say, Dad, I'm not going to wear that?
I did. I tried.
Did you try?
I did, but he said, nope, that's what I think you need to wear. So.
Well, don't be crossing your arms now because it ain't working, girl. It's nice to see you.
Thank you.
Happy Derby. From the Derby Station, Tony Cruz, 84 WHAM.
Country singer Travis Tritt, pretty much a regular at this Derby, but what does he like best about coming to the Derby?
The horses, the betting, the socialization, everybody just getting together and having a great time. It just adds up to a great weekend.
Listen to this. That's brats and chicken breast. Looking good. You got the get-up going here. When you do this, you don't do it halfway, do you?
No, sir.
Tell me your name and where you're from.
Clyde Harris, Louisville, Kentucky, by way of New Orleans.
By way of New Orleans, there you go. You got any gumbo in the mix today?
No, not today. I'm dope.
What's your pick for the Derby?
Who did I say?
Oh, now he's going into his pocket? It's amazing how many people don't know who they pick. They got to ask their wife or their children or whatever. He's going to the program now. The big one, the Derby, baby. The run for the roses. He says whoever it is, they're going to win the Triple Crown. Number 10? Is that what you're saying? Oh, Giacomo. Wow. No, Bandini. Okay. Oh, that's better. I was like, whoa. The question is, we know they're cooking out here. Who's going to be cooking EJ when post time comes at 6:04?
I don't know exactly about that, but did you notice that the crowd has really swelled around the old chef?
Yeah, you're right. That's one way
it's
to
really
be popular here.
Well, I think cooking on the front end, Spanish Chestnut, maybe going wild, a few other horses. I think we're going to see a surprise. We may see somebody on the lead we hadn't expected. That's a Kentucky Derby.
Good job, guys. You can just feel the excitement building as we approach that 6:04 post time for the 131st run for the Roses. A full field of 20 going to the post. The first time that's happened since 1984.
All in line. And they're off in the Kentucky Derby.
And they're off. And it is Closing Argument who has taken the lead. Closing Argument with Bellamy Road coming on the outside. Buzzards Bay and High Fly is right there. Tightly bunched as they turn for home. Bellamy Road is right there along with High Fly. Closing Argument is along the rail. Here comes also right through on the inside High Fly. And now Closing Argument pulls out with the Darrell lead. Closing Argument coming to the wire. On the inside is a Fleet Alex coming with him. Closing Argument and a Fleet Alex, and also gaining now a Fleet Alex. Also there is Giacomo. We come to the wire, and Giacomo, I believe, got up to get it in the last minute with Closing Argument and a Fleet Alex in third. But Giacomo, with a shocking run from the outside, appeared to get there and win the Kentucky Derby at odds of 50-1. 202.75, the time of the race.